Hello, hello. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, the year 2001.
So I guess the way we'll start, we have Donna and Malifer, who actually looked at the last few chapters, just to finish off our look at the manuscript, focusing on the manuscript in particular. And so we might let them lead off and then talk with Louis more broadly about all the questions and issues we might have to bring up. But I think just before we do that, maybe could we just go around the room and you could tell Louis who you are and maybe a word about your interests and, you know, your main two of
them. I'll do it backwards. Well, I guess I'm going to be doing chapter 11 while Donna is doing 13. And I probably should have done it the other way around. But actually, I basically what I've done is highlighted a few quotations and a few ideas and themes that I found. And I guess I'll have to do it sort of in a way of giving my thinking about what I think they mean. And I might have to sort of introduce some questions as well, so that, you know, to clarify things. I guess for me, the biggest theme in chapter 11, obviously, was religion and Christianity. And what I sort of noticed is that I heard almost two voices, and I think this also might come out in later chapters too, but I think it was very evident that there was the voice of being Christian and identifying yourself as Catholic, and being sort of very, you know, explicit about. But also, I heard this a voice sort of native sort of spirituality behind it as well. Like you refer very much to the Great Spirit and. Even at the end, saying goodbye to Vita and may the Great Spirit be with you and that kind of thing. So even in the terminology and the whole spirit, I sort of sense these two presences. And also I think in the reactions as well, like when you spoke a lot about, you mentioned at one point that I'm Christian, but I can put my Christianity aside and talk about my people. And I thought that was really interesting in the way you worded it, because I kind of got the sense that you had to sort of put one aside in order to delve into the other. And I'm not really sure if that's where you're coming from, but I kind of got that sense when you talked mostly about you put the Christianity aside and you talked about how Christianity and the institution of the church had, you know, effects on the Native people and on your ancestors. And but I didn't sort of see a strong resentment. Like I remember last week we were talking about, you know, possible resentment that you might have had because of that. But I didn't really sense a strong resentment. I just thought it was, you know, a criticism. And I personally sort of saw that you separated, you know, what the church as an institution might have done. Like they made mistakes sort of in the way they introduced Christianity to Native people and a lot of ways forcibly. But I think you separate that with, separate the sort of belief and religion and the spirit, and that you take that part on sort of wholeheartedly, and it's a part of you as your identity, and that's why I don't see a strong resentment towards the religion itself and towards the institution. And I thought it was interesting how, when I said two voices earlier, I thought it was interesting how you sort of, when I heard the Christian voice more, you made a comment in there about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and you just sort of had a little comment about modern day society and things that are going on. And I kind of was, you know, I thought that, oh, that one. It was like, it was kind of seemed almost out of place, or